beginning of this week's parasha, parasha Vayetze, it says Vayetze Yaakov, Yibeir Sheva, Yaakov Avinu leaves. So Rashi, in the previous parasha, ended by saying that Yaakov did not leave immediately to go to Choron, but he had a stop in the middle. He stopped at the middle for 14 years to learn Torah, Bebeis Shem Behera. That's what Rashi brings. So he ate the Yaakov, Yaakov's going out, but he's doing a stop in the middle. The Gemara in Megillah, in the end of the first prayer in Megillah, the Zion and Beis, the Gemara says the following. Omar Abba, Omar Yitzchak, and Shmuel, Omar Marta, Godul Talmud Torah, Yoyser Mikibud Abayim. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Abayim. How do we know that? Shekol Oysam Shanim Shaya Yaakov Avinu Beis Eivir. The years Yaakov Avinu was learning in Yeshiva of Beis Eivir, learning Enosh. He wasn't punished. We know the fact that Yaakov Avinu was Bebeis Lov in this week's parasha for 23 years. 20 years plus 2 years on the way. He got punished that Beyitzev was away for him for 22 years. What about the 14 years he learned the Mishmadish of Shem Be'ever? He wasn't punished for it. And Omar Man, I think Mark goes to the Cheshbon, how we know there was 14 years based on Rashi, and the Rashi quotes in the end of last week's parasha. So it comes out the what? The Yaakov Avinu, the 14 years he was in Beis Shem Be'ever, he wasn't punished for not doing Kibud Avayim, which was punished for 22 years he was away, because at that time he was learning Torah. And because he was learning Torah, so you see him in a Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avayim. First of all, by the way, there's already the question the Mefarshim asked, who said the Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avayim? Maybe Talmud Torah is equal to Kibud Avayim. He chose one of the two. Okay, so that's hard to think of. But the big shaila is the following. The big shaila is, we know, we say every morning, Eilu Dvarim, Shalom Shur, and we conclude and say Talmud Torah can get kulam. Talmud Torah is greater than everything. Talmud Torah is the greatest thing possible. So what's shad that we do mitzvahs and we stop learning Torah to do mitzvahs? So we once gave a shir and it's here. And what we don't say oisik by mitzvah poter a mitzvah by Talmud Torah. The rule, why is that so? What the Chazal teach us. So at the end of the day, you must stop Torah for any mitzvah. Any mitzvah you can mekayim, that you know, nobody else can mekayim except you. If shalakayim al de'achirim, there's no excuse and you have to go and stop Torah to learn to do the mitzvah. So why here Kibud Avayim is different? You say you should learn Torah, not do Kibud Avayim, like any other mitzvah. What pshat in this Gemara that tells us that the Torah comes before Kibud Avayim? By the way, it's halacha shulchan aruch. Halacha shulchan aruch is, they have a father and son have an argument, and the father says you can't go to another city to learn Torah with that yeshiva. The son says I want to go to a different city to learn that yeshiva. He doesn't have to listen to his father. No kibud avayim. He can be mevatel his father's word because he has to learn Torah. But we always know the Talmud Torah. We defer it for other mitzvahs. So let's chat. To emphasize the question a little bit more, there's one more thing we find. Where we say that Torah overrides a mitzvah. And that is the classic case. How can a person, we know the mitzvah to get married is the age of 18, how can a person defer getting married? So the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah tells us that a person can defer getting married to learning Torah. If he wants to learn Torah, if he's going to be vital in learning Torah, he can defer it. So he says the Chazishas practice Vav. So he says he has to get married until the age of 20. But he says, V'mayah oisik b'toyah v'torud bo. V'yam isyarim elisa isha kadeh shalo yitrach v'bizoynes. Because he has got to get busy with business. V'yivat v'tam v'toyah. I read the mutul yisachar. He's allowed to now learn. Shoyiz g'im mitzah patur amit. So the kosh kam v'tam v'tam v'tam. You're learning Torah. You don't have to do puruvu. So you already see another place where you see you can be vatal Torah. You can be vatal a mitzvah to learn Torah. Again, the same question. What about the idea that you never vatal a mitzvah for Torah? You always stop Torah from mitzvah. So the mitzvah on this question, when we talk about the proof of, famously, the Kravitz Saharis, and then the civic Kravitz Saharis, he basically brings two explanations. The one explanation is that really, it's not a problem because you're not mevatal peer review. You're just deferring peer review. Instead of doing the mitzvah right away when you're 20, you'll do it when you're 25. Okay, so that's number vatal, it's deferred. That's answer number one. And the answer number two that he says is when he speaks about the next part of the Rambam, which I'm going to get into, but Azza never got married. So the Kriv Tzaretz famously says the idea of oinus, a person is basically onus, he's not able to get married because he loves the Torah so much. So Kriv Tzaretz gives us two options: how you can, why Torah overrides Peruvu. So either because you're deferring it, or because of the oinus. These two things don't help us with Kibbutz Avei, because deferring doesn't help you. Kibbutz Avei is right now. A person, Yaakov has a mitzvah to be with his father right now. With the Allah Shulchan Aruch, the father says, listen to me and don't go to the yeshiva. Right now is the mitzvah of his father. So it's a bitul mitzvah right now. So you're not deferring it for later. And the oinus, those doesn't work, because the Gemara is telling us, do you see from here the Godel Talmudur you're speaking with Avei? But here the idea that he's onus, just say, he's onus. That's not what the Gemara say. So these answers of the Kriv Tzaretz don't help us with Kibbutz Avei. So what's the idea? Again, why are you deferring Torah? Why are you deferring a mitzvah for Torah? So I want to really give an answer that the one who says it first very clearly is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav Yechus Talmudur. But to do that, we'll do start with an Akdama. That a Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, in the beginning of Minseches Peah, says a big story, which we mentioned over here as well, I think, in the past. The Goyen speaking on the Mishnah, it says, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, we have Elvim Shalem Shir of Talmud Torah. One of the things that has no Shir of Talmud Torah. So the Goyen says, basically, he's addressing the idea, so why do you do mitzvahs? Why do you stop learning Torah for anything? So the Goyen says, Talmud Torah and the Shul Lamad Lamata. There's a minimum of Talmud Torah. You have to do Kriya Shema, and you can learn the whole day. So, don't think that you learn 1 minute a day, you're done. You should learn as much as you can. But what he says, Ha'im Tzorich Lasik B'Mitzvah or B'Decheretz, Shugakin Mitzvah, either Mitzvah or Decheretz. Decheretz means work or any other thing you have to do for your own life. Right? You have to take care of your kids. You have to take care of your family. Then you're enough to do one mitzvah. One word of Torah. I mean, the God is really addressing, saying, he says like this, Torah you need to learn as much as you can. But Torah, you don't have a chiv to learn Torah if you need to be oisik in mitzvahs, or you need to be oisik in derech. Because if not, there will be no mitzvahs in the world. The person will be learning Torah the whole time. He's not going to work. He's not going to take care of anything. So we say no. You have to do your stuff first. You have to do mitzvahs, you have to do the cheretz, and then you have to fill in all the blanks of Torah. If your day is full and there's no time for anything, at least one word of Torah. If the day is not as full, you have to learn Torah without rest as much as you can. That's the going to find. That's why Torah is always deferred by mitzvahs. Because Torah comes only when the mitzvah doesn't come. That's why the idea of being hoigi but Torah yom v'layah. Says Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's one mitzvah. But then there's something else. There's an idea, and he says it in two different ways. There's an idea of you're reading inside, on the phone, that we're talking about learning Torah. That gives you a reason why you have to learn. But there's another mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Or in other words brought down in the Kodesh Zachar, in the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, there's a Torah who is built up of a person. Who are you? How do you define the person with Torah? So he says, the way he says it, let's say one lashon, he says, when you could learn to, you could stop Torah for 1 second, for one moment to do mitzvah. So he says, there is a chayim atzarah shu bitul tmidi oylamis. V'yochel ovoy de shichach al ishkoyach tibur Torah harbe. K'shalei lo p'nai lazot amud de karoi. V'ein yediyas ha-Torah nitchaz v'pnei mitzvah zu de pruvu. The Shulchan Aruch Rav introduces is the Yediyas HaTorah. You need to know Torah. When did we say that Torah comes before, that a mitzvah comes before Torah? That's what we're talking about. You have to learn Torah the whole time. That the din is, okay, so learn Torah. So you should stop learning to do a mitzvah. But if by doing the mitzvah, he's not going to share that moment of learning Torah. He's going to share your Torah completely. You're not going to know the Torah because of that. It's going to share the most of the other. Someone just told me, I met someone now in the wedding. Rabbi Yossi Shankov told me that in the name of Moshe Feinstein. That's the idea. So this, when does a person have to do a mitzvah? When he's doing the mitzvah and stopping. But if he's doing a mitzvah, he shares the whole learning. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says.
It's the idea of Torah. It doesn't know it's Torah. It's not that he does a break from Torah. It just takes away his entire essence of Torah. Then you don't have an inyan to stop Torah from itself. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav is medayek also from the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says you stop Torah to do mitzvah. The Rambam says, "Hayal afon of a siyas mitzvah Talmud Torah, and if shar laasur la mitzvah sal diachem, if you could do the mitzvah by somebody else, lo yafsek the one, don't stop learning. Fiim lav," says the Rambam, "yase a mitzvah viyach zoy la Torah osoy. Do the mitzvah, go back to learn." Why does Rambam say yach zoy la Torah osoy? Just say, do the mitzvah, obviously, go back to learn when you finish. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he told me that's also where Moshe is medayek. The yachzot, the terosa means you only stop to a mitzvah if you afterwards can do yachzot terosa. You go back to your Torah. But if your Torah will be shtel because of that, you're not going to learn the same thing, you're not going to know the Torah the same way, then Torah comes first. So these are the places where you have it. So that's the pshat, the Shulchan Aruch Rav speaking of Peru Avu. Why the mitzvah approval you could defer it? Or even Benazir didn't get married at all. What do you mean? Always mitzvah comes before Torah. No, mitzvah comes before Vagisa by Yom Lila. You do a break in Torah. But to steal your whole learning, that you're not going to be able to do, you know, the basics of Torah, your Dias of Torah, you're not going to have your kinyan in Torah. That Torah comes first. So,
wouldn't that mean a meaning here? First of all, you have learned. That is basic ideas. And now you're told, I want to go another 4 years in
Kirtan,
for example.
So that's the question. That question was what I defined. You could say this story that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean only knowing Torah, the basics. But it's actually your kinyan in Torah. That's who you are, how you define yourself.
But then how do you draw the line?
Oh, good. That's a good question. So here, that's what you have to ask really a good child. Where exactly draw the line? But here comes the so that's what Shulchan Aruch answers. This really answers the question. Really mitzvah comes before Torah when it's a break. But when the mitzvah comes and will take away, uproot your whole Torah, your whole limud, then Torah comes first. That will explain also the same idea of Kibbutz Avim, because Rav Yishmak according to that. This answer works the same thing. The Gemara tells you, God of Talmud Torah, Yosef Kibbutz Avim. Meaning what? In general, a person has the right, he needs to stop his Torah to do a mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. But if the Kibbutz Avim will shter his whole being, Yaakov Avinu left the house. He needs to go 14 years to build himself up in Torah. Beit Shemayah, can I do what the Svarim bring, but Beit Shemayah give the Holy Spirit of Yaakov Avinu. That's something. Yedias Torah, you have to know, you have to build up your basic Torah. That is something that there's no Shaila that a person needs, kids will be not enough to do the mitzvah, and you'll go do a Torah. And that's a case of Kibbutz Avim, because something Kibbutz Avim, that's what Shechonok means Allah. What's Shechonok being Allah? If a person has the choice that he wants to go to learn yeshiva, he wants to be kind to his Torah, his father says he's not going to go to that yeshiva. So then he's not going to hear, listen to his father. Hi, mitzvah comes before Torah. Mitzvah comes as a break of Torah. You break a Torah, you do. You stop your vagiso. But the mitzvah of yediyas a Torah, kinya Torah, shinam tol vanecha, shidir a Torah, bechudadim v'ficho, you knowing the Torah, that's something that comes before mitzvahs. So therefore that comes before, it comes first. And this reminds me, this concept, is the way Shulchan Aruch gives it to us, is basically you have an idea of knowing Torah, and you have an idea of learning Torah. Learning Torah, you stop the learning to do a mitzvah. But to prevent you from being knowing Torah and becoming a Torah, then you don't stop it for a mitzvah, then Torah overcomes. And basically, just to conclude this, the idea, that's the two cases. When you defer learning to get married, or listen to your parents for a kidney of Torah. Then, in that case, the Torah comes first. You may not be enough kamino. What happens if a person has a big mitzvah? It's a big mitzvah to do. But if he's going to do that mitzvah, he's going to share his whole learning. He's going to start, you know, he's going to be a volunteer in Atzala. He's learning yeshiva. He's not going to be a volunteer in Atzala. He's going to go and save lives every day. It's gevaldik. But he's not going to learn then. So then the Chor learning comes first. Then Talmud Torah will come first before that mitzvah. And this just reminds me, someone just reminds me now. What? But let's say you're in a situation where it's such certain hours of the day, a person is able, it's very hard to find somebody. So obviously, always become the fish comes first. But if that's what you're busy with the whole time, a person needs to ask the question. She become paramedic to do that, maybe any chanam, it goes first. This reminds me, just a story still remind me now, that when my grandfather, Zechet Tzad Livrocha, became a rov in St. Louis, it was back around 60 years ago. So he came for a prova in Shabbos, and they liked him, and they wanted to make him the Rav. And there was a board meeting, and went to Shabbos. And During the board meeting, my grandfather was waiting, so he sat down in the other room and he was learning. One of the senior board members went out in the middle of the meeting to ask him a question. Just some technical question, came back to the meeting, and they were supposed to vote that night for him to become the Rav. And the vote didn't go through for some reason. He didn't know why. The next morning there was another meeting, and then the vote went through and he became the Rav. So after the vote went through the next morning, he asked him, what happened last night? What was supposed to happen last night? Why was it delayed? He said, I'll tell you the truth. You know, you were supposed to be a very, everybody assumes that you're a very important rabbi, to learn many years in yeshivos, and you know Torah. There was this board member that went out to the hall and he sees you're learning. He came back and he says, this guy doesn't know, he's still learning. He's still in the process, right? That guy didn't have to, even when you know Torah, you still have to learn Torah. He chapped only the ideas of Torah. But you have ideas of Torah, you have to know it, you're kind of Torah. Then you have learning Torah, you think it's the way of Malayla. And then we have to stop it for a mitzvah. Say that.
So we had by Avraham.